What's up, everybody? Secret to Flight Podcast. We're getting into mid-April here. Weather is gorgeous outside. Now, what we're talking about this week is the Friday Thoughts email I sent out, but it's kind of thoughts on work. So the phrase working hard gets thrown out all the time, right? And I think about it a lot just because I've seen a lot of different, you know, walks of life and a lot of different ways to work hard. I've been offshore on drilling rigs where it's a standard of, you know, 112 hour weeks, your 16 hour days, 7 days a week for 6 weeks at a time. And it's demanding physical labor the whole time. And I know guys that work behind a desk for similar time periods. Just at flight in general, we have people at flight that are in the office. We have people in flight that are in the field doing things. So what really does it mean to work hard? And I kind of dove in a little bit and I tried to think about it in a couple different ways. So you have one person working 80 hour weeks and one person working 40 hour weeks, right? But the person, so naturally you'd be like, oh, the person working 80 hour weeks is definitely working harder than the person working 40s. But what happens if the person doing 40 hours a week goes through the 80-20 principle over and over again and iterates and delegates, and the person that works a 40-hour week is actually getting twice as much done as the person working an 80-hour week? Then who is working harder at that point? Think about it too, like I mentioned on offshore drilling. Guys work 112 hour weeks out there. And I know there's a lot of investment bankers on Wall Street that are also doing long 16 hour days, 7 days a week. So who is working harder there, right? The guys busting their ass, coming home, coming back to their beds in the rig, sweaty and dirty every day, just exhausted mentally and physically, or the person sitting in front of a computer, right? Hard work is an interesting concept. I think you can go down a lot of different rabbit holes here, but really it's, if you think about it, hard work is just a matter of opinion. You know, someone could be working 2 hours a day and just kind of fucking around and drinking beers the rest of the week. And if the culture that person's in and the perspective that that person has on themselves is that they're working hard, then they think they're working hard. So it's a matter of comparison. It's a matter of comparison and just the culture that people are in. Over in, when I was working on for Military Sealift Command, we spent a lot of time over in Spain, a Navy base over in Rota, Spain. And the culture over there is everyone kind of gets up around 10, you know, crawls out of bed at 10:30 in the morning, works a little bit, gets things rolling. Then they take a nap from like 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Everything like shuts down in the whole city. Like all the stores are closed, restaurants are closed, fucking shut down. And then they wake back up and eat dinner around 9 o'clock at night and, you know, stay up till midnight or 1 in the morning. And that's the kids too. Like young kids are on that sort of schedule. Like, and you know, some people probably work a little more, some work a little less, but your concept of hard work is not even real, right? It's not even real. Yes, hard work is a good moral thing to do, but it is solely a perspective of a culture or a person. So how do I think about it? How do I think about it at flight? I try to think about that a lot because I think it's important and we're building a culture here. To me, I feel like there is a lot of stress, especially coming from a, you know, kind of military background. There's a lot of stress on being the first person here, right? First person in the office every day, last person to leave. I think about that, and is there value to that? Yeah, sure. First person in the office, last one to leave. What about getting the most shit done? What about being someone that you can always rely on, that's always on offense, not on defense, that's always prepared for every single meeting and pushes the ball forward every day? Do you give a fuck if that person is the first person in the office every morning and the last person to leave? Maybe the first person in the office every day and the last one to leave is the one that feels like they need to do that because they're struggling to keep up mentally with what's going on here, right? You don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I'll use Sarah as an example. I speak very highly of Sarah all the time. Sarah is typically not the first one in the office, right? But she pushes our limits and pushes the speed of everything happening at Flight. You show up to a meeting, she is always there pushing. She is the one on offense that is going to push us forward every single time. So arguably, she gets more shit done than anybody around here. So my view of hard work and these themes across society of being the first one in, last one out, has been very skewed over the past 3 or 4 years, solely because it's a matter of opinion, perspective, and I'm just much more interested in what gets done and how fast are you moving the ball down the field. So that's kind of the culture we are building here at Flight. It's more of a culture of accountability and a culture of owning it, a culture of getting shit done, a culture of being there for your teammates and making sure you're not letting them down. And in my opinion, if you are always on offense like that, you're always showing up prepared for everything, you are always the one that is pushing the ball down the field, in my opinion, that is hard work, because that is the combination of the tough mental work it takes to do good rocks, to prepare for the next day. It is very easy. It would be very fucking easy for me to be the first one here and last one out every day. And I just sit on the fucking computer and answer emails and answer text messages all day. That's all I do. I don't think about the future. We don't have anything organized. We don't think about how efficiently we're doing. But hey, I'm working hard, right? I'm on the fucking computer for 12 hours a day answering emails. Fuck that, right? So hard work is a perspective. Hard work is a view of culture. So in your office, in our office, we are building the culture of hard work being hard, thoughtful work, of always being on offense and always making an impact. And something I'm passionate about. I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing to think about. Don't let society and the culture of working hard in America, just don't let that overtake what you're trying to do and what you think is right. So we're doing things a little differently here, and it's exciting. It's exciting for everyone. And what's been going on with Flight this week, just another massive week of momentum. I sit and reflect every single Friday on, maybe I'm sitting here in April 2025 and maybe things went bad with Flight. What would I do right now differently? What do I wish I had done in April, on this April 12th, Friday, 2024? What do I wish I had done there differently sitting in April 2025? And I think that's a good exercise too. And every single week I do that. And every single week I just don't have anything come to mind. We are certainly not without our challenges. We're not without our problems. But every single week we get better because we have a fucking fantastic team that pushes the ball down the field just day after day. It is awesome to watch the houses being built in the field and at the same time the infrastructure being built in the back end. Everyone is incredibly aligned on where we are and exactly where we're going. So it is just such a fucking joy to be around, and it's another exciting, productive week. Appreciate you listening.